This is WSKG News. On Monday, Governor Cuomo announced a series of what he calls aggressive actions to expand voter registration. He says he wants to help combat low voter participation and resist potential attempts at the federal level to restrict voting. But a voting rights organization, one that's almost a century old, says the governor doesn't go far enough. Karen DeWitt explains.
Cuomo, in an executive order, directs all state agencies to mail or provide electronic voter registration forms to members of the public who've had contact with the agencies. Cuomo's chief counsel, Alfonso David, says that includes people who apply for professional and recreational licenses.
Fishing licenses, corporations, doctors, nurses. There are state agencies that provide licenses to in a variety of different sectors. The Department of State provides licenses. The Department of Environmental Conservation provides licenses as well. And the objective here is to make sure that when New Yorkers go in and interface with a state agency for services, they're also informed about their right to vote. And the state agencies will provide them with information.
The Department of Motor Vehicles, which already provides voter forms, would include information on the DMV's online voter registration process along with all license and registration renewal notices. David is also heading a task force to improve the security and the accessibility of online voter registration in New York. The order also directs public college and university campuses to strengthen their voter registration efforts. New York has a low rate of student voter registration compared to public colleges in other states. Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters, which was founded in 1920, says the governor's actions are not enough.
Voter registration is not the issue. In 2016, we reached an all-time high, a record high of registered voters. Registration is not the problem. It's the barriers that voters face on election day that is the problem.
The League, as well as other good government groups, are pressing for early voting in New York and later cutoff dates for registering to vote or to change party affiliation.
One of the biggest deterrents that people face are the long lines on election day. They don't want to wait in line for 2 hours to cast a ballot or even 3 or 4 hours in New York City. So they're like, oh, well, I just won't do it. But if they had multiple days to do it and could do it on their own time, they would actually show up and vote on election day or whatever day they choose to vote.
The efforts to enact early voting and other reforms were unsuccessful when the state Senate, led by a coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats, did not act on the bills. Wilson credits Cuomo with putting the measures into the state budget each year, but she says he needs to also follow through with money for county boards of election to pay for the changes. A spokesman for Cuomo says the governor agrees 100% that the state needs to make it easier for registered voters to cast ballots. The governor's counsel, David, disagrees with accusations that the governor is not working hard enough to get the bills passed.
No one should suggest that the governor is not committed to it. I think we have to recognize that we live in a democracy. The governor is the governor, but he does have to work with the legislature to pass any piece of legislation.
The actions come as New York, along with most states, are refusing to comply with a request from President Trump's administration to hand over detailed information about voters as part of a national investigation into alleged widespread voter fraud in the 2016 elections. Cuomo said in late June that the request is too intrusive and that New York refuses to perpetuate the myth that voter fraud played a role in our election. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.